2017 NFL Scouting Combine continues. VEN is here. We're interviewing people. We have Albert Breer from the MMQB here to talk Vikings and NFL. Albert, new setup here at the Combine. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, obviously used to having it at the stadium, and I mean, it feels bigger, but it gets bigger every year. I mean, I remember when it was the old Hoosier Dome, and you know, it was actually a smaller convention center room. So the setup's definitely different, but that's probably just a reflection of the growth of the event.
You can follow Albert on Twitter, at Albert Breer. Lots of good news and notes from him. Obviously, Adrian has been in the news for the Vikings. Yeah. We've talked a lot about that. GM Rick Spielman was talking about it during his combine presser. So moving on from that and just going to the next step, what do you see coming up for the Vikings at running back, whether it's with Adrian or not? How do you see everything unfolding?
I mean, they've got a couple, you know, players I think they feel like they can rely on. You know, they don't have a 350 carry guy like Adrian once was, but you know, they've got a guy in Jerick McKinnon, a young guy that they think a lot of, and you know, Asiata's been there for a while. The key here, and I think this is going to hurt all of the free agent backs. There's great depth in the draft at running back, and this is, you know, really considered across the league as being a, you know, across the board as being a historic running back class. And I mean, you know, the biggest names, the Leonard Fournettes and Christian McCaffreys and Dalvin Cooks, you know, but there's also value later on, you know, and, you know, maybe Alvin Kamara or Deontay Foreman. There's strength at the top and there's depth all the way through. And so I think for all the teams that have a running back need, this is a good year to have one, because there are options in free agency, yes, but the depth at in the draft, you know, and the price tag that you're going to pay for a rookie, lack of tread on the tires, all of that. You know, I think if you're looking for a back, it's a good year.
It's an important part of the process is discerning, hey, free agency's coming up. Here are the strengths in free agency. Hey, the draft's coming up. Here are the strengths in the draft, to find out where those are, right, in each avenue of player personnel.
Yeah, and I mean, some of them are the same. You know, I think there are a few good receivers out there in free agency, and there's depth in the draft at receiver. Corner's another one. There are going to be a couple of good corners out there. You know, obviously Stephon Gilmore, A.J. Boye. And then this is an incredible draft class of corners, you know. And so there are certain places where – there are certain spots where, you know, there's depth in both places. And you could actually, if you have a big need, you could get multiple players in multiple ways to help your team. You know, then there are spots where, you know, there's a strength in one area and there's a weakness in the other. And I think the primary one for you guys in Minnesota, looking at the offensive line, I mean, it's a really – it's the weakest spot in the draft, you know. But there are some guys who are going to get out there in free agency. Kevin Zeitler, Ron Leary from Dallas, J.C. Treader from Green Bay, Ricky Wagner from Baltimore. There are some really good offensive linemen. Andrew Whitworth's another one who obviously Zim has some experience with. There are some good veteran offensive linemen who should be plug-and-play type players. You're going to have to pay for them. But, you know, I think that if you have a need on the offensive line, you're probably going to trend a little bit more towards free agency, which, you know, in all likelihood is going to push the prices pretty high.
If you could look at the Vikings offense, you know, because we know the defense. It's Mike Zimmer's defense. It's versatile, lots of quarterback pressure, whatever, turnovers. But if you look at the offense under Pat Shurmur going into 2017, stylistically, what do you think the Vikings offense can be if things fall into place and go the right way?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it's going to depend on the continued development of the receivers. Obviously, they've got a weapon in Kyle Rudolph at tight end, but, you know, bringing Thielen back, you know, assuming they get that done, and having Stephon Diggs for another year, and then what do you get out of Treadwell after a really bad rookie year? You know, a lot of it's going to depend on the development of the receivers, and, you know, I think stylistically, you know, you're going to play to Sam's strengths, which, you know, it generally – he's been at his best when you spread the field, you get the ball out of his hands quickly. And so they've got potential to be that team with the receivers there and with Sam there. Again, I think the priority's got to be finding a way to fix the offensive line, because even if you're getting rid of the ball quickly that way, you know, you still got to be able to run it. You're still going to have to be able to vary what you do a little bit. And the key to all of that is being strong up front. And obviously they weren't last year.
What you got cooking at the MMQB? I saw that Jenny Varentas had a cool story. She went behind the scenes at a combine interview with the team last year. Anything else cooking for you on at your guys' site?
Tomorrow we'll have a story up on Joe Mixon. Talk to Joe, talk to his offensive coordinator, talked to a couple of people with teams about his value, okay. And he's going to be one of the more intriguing stories. I mean, I think that if they hadn't just put in the new rule to keep those guys away from the combine, you know, your Joe Mixon, Chad Kelly, DeMore Stringfellow, then this combine week would very much be Joe Mixon week.
Yeah.
And so we're doing a story on him, and that's the next thing I got coming up that'll kind of shed some light on who he is and what he's been in the 3 months since the incident.
All right. Thanks for your time, man. For more on the combine, you can go to the MMQB, check out Albert's work, or on Twitter @AlbertBreer. And you can, of course, stay tuned to Vikings.com because we'll have more all week from the combine.